The Menominee tribe and most of the Chippewa tribes opposed the bill, fearing legislators would use their new power to block tribal plans for new casinos in Kenosha, Beloit, and Schulzburg. The Potawatomi tribe supports the bill in the hope that legislators will block the new gaming halls that would compete with its Milwaukee casino. But the radio ads the tribe is running urging support for the bill don't mention competition. Instead, they cite a recent poll showing support for a legislative role in decisions on new casinos.
3 out of 4 Wisconsin citizens agree their legislators should have a voice in off-reservation casinos. Encourage Governor Doyle to sign AB 461.
Potawatomi Attorney General Jeff Crawford says the bill will change the debate about off-reservation casinos.
The debate currently is right now, is this a very localized project that will be beneficial to a local area? And it'll shift the debate to, is this good for the state of Wisconsin? And we think that is the standard that these projects should be reviewed under.
But local officials in Kenosha, Schulzburg, and Beloit want those local benefits from casinos, and they're urging Doyle to veto the bill. Beloit City Manager Larry Arft says his community has spent 2 years working out plans with 2 Chippewa tribes to get a federal permit to build a casino that would generate 3,000 jobs.
And we certainly are not favorable to changing the rules of the game in the ninth inning and putting this application in the political arena and forcing the tribes and the city to try to negotiate with dozens of different legislators who have no particular vested interest in our community to try to put together a voting majority sufficient to approve this permit.
But bill co-sponsor New Berlin Senator Mary Lazick says it's time to rein in the governor's power as sole arbiter of future casinos in the state.
I don't think it's what the people of the state of Wisconsin want. And what's the harm in having the legislature have a say and having the electorate work their will?
Governor Doyle, for his part, says the bill contradicts federal law.
It's the consent of the governor. It's the federal law specifically says governor. Does not say the state of Wisconsin, doesn't say legislature. Plus, I think, as we all know, that if you ever tried to negotiate something with 132 legislators, you never could get anything done.
Senator Lazick says there are enough votes in the Senate to override a veto, but there may not be enough to do so in the Assembly. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.